WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Police in Des Moines, Iowa say there is clearly danger right now for police officers there. Two officers were killed overnight in ambush-style attacks. Police spokesman Sergeant Paul Parizic.
These guys were gunned down, sitting in their car, doing nothing wrong. So there's definitely some danger out there. There's somebody out there shooting police officers.
One shooting happened shortly after 1 a.m. when officers responding to a report of gunshots found an officer who'd been shot about 20 minutes later. Authorities say another officer was also found shot. Donald Trump is now appealing to people who have already voted.
Donald Trump was on the campaign trail yesterday in Wisconsin. He basically told the crowd, look, we have learned a lot in these last couple of days, and it's not too late to change your mind about who you're supporting, even if you've already cast a ballot.
This is a message for any Democratic voter who have already cast their ballots for Hillary Clinton and who are having a bad case of buyer's remorse. You can change your vote to Donald Trump. We'll make America great again, okay?
Wisconsin is one of a handful of states that allows voters to do that if they've already cast their ballot, and it's also a relatively new target for the Trump campaign.
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Next year, schools in Maryland all have to open after Labor Day. But the state mandate is forcing districts like Anne Arundel County to juggle vacations and snow days.
A longer summer, but a shorter spring break. That's the trade-off in the proposed calendar for Anne Arundel County Public Schools. School spokesperson Bob Mosier.
Not a complaint, just the reality that the days have to come from somewhere.
Mosier says plenty of parents have weighed in. Some don't like that vacations will be cut short or that there will be just 3 snow days instead of 5. The Board of Education votes this morning on the plan.
Our recommendation to the board is to adopt this calendar and set it in place for parents so that they can then have some certainty.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro has announced another effort to reduce expenses.
Metro says 4 of its in-person sales offices located at Metro Center, Pentagon, Anacostia, and the Northern Bus Garage will close on the 15th. It's just the latest step as a transit agency is dealing with a nearly $300 million budget gap. There's already talk of possible mass job cuts, rate hikes, and longer wait times for trains. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Two federal agencies have cleared the way for construction of a new metro station in Alexandria. The National Park Service and the Federal Highway Administration have both signed off on the station in Alexandria's Potomac Yard community. The city is now cleared to start the design and construction of that $268 million metro station. Many experts believe the Federal Reserve will keep interest rates the same when it wraps up its two-day meeting with a policy statement today.
The central bank has grown increasingly confident about raising interest rates. But with voters set to choose a new president and Congress in 6 days, analysts say the Fed will likely keep a low profile, ensuring that it doesn't become part of the political debate. Fed Chair Janet Yellen said in September that a move to raise interest rates before the end of the year was likely, should employment and inflation continue to strengthen. Data since then has shown payrolls growing solidly, while consumer prices are showing some signs of ticking higher, putting both employment and inflation close to the Fed's long-run estimates. Scott Carr, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,037, the Nasdaq at 5154. Sports, the Cubs clobber the Indians. World Series Game 7 tonight. The Caps win, the Wizards host Toronto tonight, and the NFL suspends Redskins left tackle Trent Williams for 4 games for violating the league's substance abuse policy. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do.
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen.
En route to work or to the gym.
Stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now. Wherever you download apps.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. If you're driving behind a bus, allow a greater following distance than if you were driving behind a car. It'll give you more time to stop once the yellow lights start flashing. It's illegal in all 50 states to pass a school bus that is stopped to load or unload children. The area 10 feet around a school bus is the most dangerous for children, so stop far enough back to allow them space to safely enter and exit the bus. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hear that? No, it's not your stomach rumbling. It's your engine overheating. When your vehicle's cooling system isn't working right, bad things can happen, threatening the life of your engine. Don't let this happen to you. When it comes to radiator coolant exchange, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange transmission fluid, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Need your carpets cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Some of our unusual hang-ups this morning. I'll begin in DuPont Circle, where crews have a crash as you head around the circle past Massachusetts Avenue. So it's making Massachusetts Avenue just very difficult to even merge onto DuPont Circle. So extra time for sure needed. The toll road eastbound still with the crash. Jam now off the Greenway. But this is a long line up through Herndon and Reston. The accident is after Wheelie Avenue, so plan in advance. If you're taking Route 7 right now on the approach to 28 and past 28, you're doing pretty well. Just a little bit of volume now on Route 7 as you make your travels up toward 193, the Georgetown Pike, and then their Colvin Run. So a couple options for you there. 395 off the Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Heavy delays. Maryland, 355. Not normal here, and that's because we still have accident activity. Southbound 355 south of Shady Grove Road. And if you take 270, you're in delays. Clarksburg, off and on into Rockville, we have a crash. Southbound 270 in the backups near Shady Grove. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wednesday, showing a little overcast around first part of the day. No rain. Warmer temperatures on the move. 77, generally sunny as we get into the afternoon. Tonight, 59, clear. Tomorrow, an isolated shower, thunder shower up near 81. Sunshine returns Friday, cooler, low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 54 in Chantilly, 54 in Rockville, 55 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. Well, no matter who wins the World Series tonight, baseball history is going to be made in a big way. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 8:07 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. It's a great way to get your day started the right way, whether it's election season or not, by the way. And to that end, at the bottom of this hour, Sally Jenkins, sports writer at the Washington Post, will tell us how the loss of Trent Williams due to a drug offense there for the NFL policy, how that's going to affect our Redskins going forward for the next four games. Four very difficult games. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now for the final countdown to help us crunch the numbers and understand what's going on, the man, the myth, the legend, Tom Bevin of Real Clear Politics. Edison, I say it every time, and I do. I start my day every day by looking at Real Clear Politics, especially during the election season, and you should too. It's good stuff there. Good morning to you, Tom.
Hey, guys, thanks.
All right, so I am looking at the what you're most famous for, I guess, right now, the Real Clear Politics average of polls. And I'm looking at the last three entries in the four-way race. The Investor Business Daily tracking poll, a tie. ABC Washington Post tracking poll, a tie. Rasmussen Reports, a tie. This, why is it that things always get so tight at the end like this?
Yeah, I mean, this is, things have tightened up pretty significantly. I mean, they were tightening even before the news broke on Friday about the FBI, reinvestigating Hillary Clinton's emails. She had the WikiLeaks stuff, and Obamacare was in the mix. Trump's been on message, and we're seeing Republicans now sort of coming home in a lot of these different states. And so you normally get tightening at the end of the race as partisans sort of, decide who they're going to vote for, and they solidify their bases and whatnot. But I think we've also seen some real momentum on Trump's part with some of these independent voters, and quite frankly, a loss of enthusiasm on Hillary Clinton's side among some of her more marginal voters, those millennials who were, voted for Sanders, were looking at Gary Johnson. They were sort of warmed up to Hillary over the previous few weeks, and now it looks like their enthusiasm for her has dropped a bit, and that is also playing into the tightening.
I got to ask you about some of the methodologies here, because all of these polls that Brian just cited, these are all likely voters. It seems to me that one of the really devastating effects of this news from James Comey on Friday has to do with whether people who are inclined to vote for Hillary Clinton but not thrilled about the idea, and that, listen, those people exist on both sides of the equation, whether this news sort of makes them say, yeah, okay, when they're called to ask the question, they say, sure, I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton. But when it really comes time to get up there and stand in line for an hour, maybe they're not so inclined to do so. How do they measure that?
Well, they'll ask questions about, you know, do you strongly support the candidate that you say you're going to vote for? And how enthusiastic are you about voting for this candidate? You know, and they ask, you know, strongly, very enthusiastic, somewhat enthusiastic, not enthusiastic.
Do those numbers show up in these polls, or is that a separate poll that shows the enthusiasm factor?
Those are questions that are asked within the same poll.
The internals, right. Yeah.
After they ask who they're going to support for a nominee. And as I just mentioned, the Washington Post poll has shown that that was the headline on the poll yesterday, was that, you know, Clinton suffering a drop in enthusiasm among her supporters. And it is costing her in some of these critical swing states.
Yeah.
The thing I'm curious about is, I mean, we look at the polls and we look at the polls of, you know, what it's supposed to be, a snapshot of where people are today. But so many people have already cast their ballots. How much of the cake is already baked with people who've cast their ballots?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. We've had early voting in a lot of these states for a couple of weeks. And I think the latest tally was like 26 million people have already cast votes, including 12 or 13 million in battleground states. So I think that's roughly 15-17% of the total of the electorate. So the cake is sort of, you know, a fifth baked or a quarter baked, maybe, if you want to put it that way. But there's really no, I mean, there's not a good idea, definitive data on whether these are votes that, whether it's cannibalizing what would occur on election day, right? These folks would have voted
right
for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. Or whether these are actually additional votes. And so it's tough to see how that's going to necessarily affect the outcome. I mean, certainly Trump has momentum and Hillary Clinton is on the defensive. I mean, from a 30,000-foot perspective, and you know, you want to have momentum in the final days of this race. Now, there's still 5 or 6 days, and that could shift. But right now, you know, he's sort of on the march in some of these battleground states, and she's playing defense.
Do you still see Florida as a toss-up? Do you still see North Carolina as a toss-up? Is Texas really, you know, not going to be as red as we think it has always been in the past?
Well, I mentioned you're seeing Republican voters come home to Trump in some of these states. We had a poll come out in Texas that had Trump at 13 points. That's, you know, twice as much as some of the other polls have had it. Missouri, 14 points. So you're seeing Republicans come home to Trump, and that's part of it. And but I do think, look, Trump is ahead in our average in Florida by a point. He's ahead in our average in North Carolina by less than a point. So those are toss-ups. I mean, those are 50-50 states, and we've got polls showing Clinton with a small lead, race tied, Trump with a small lead. When you put them all on the average, he's got a slight edge there. But, I mean, those are basically within the margin of error. Those are toss-up states.
Our guest is Tom Bevin from Real Clear Politics, a must-go site these days right before the election. And I got to ask you about down ticket now, because we were told that the Senate was going to be a big problem for the Republicans in terms of maintaining the Senate because of the Trump factor. And what was pointed to often was it's really hard to overcome when you're down ticket the fact that the guy at the top of the ticket has this, you know, 7-8 point deficit nationally. Now that we've seen that deficit apparently erased, does that mean that these Senate races are much more in play than we were told 3 weeks ago?
I think Republicans are very happy with what's happened in terms of, you know, Trump gaining momentum in some of these swing states, because you've got, yeah, Republicans feel a lot better about their chances of keeping the Senate than they did 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And to have Republicans come home for Trump is going to help them on election day. And so it's still going to be close. I mean, you've got, you know, Mark Kirk, for example, in Illinois, he's, I think, toast. You've got, but Indiana, for example, that's now tightened up. Todd
yes.
Young, that race is basically mm-hmm. tied. There's, you know, Wisconsin's actually, Ron Johnson is very competitive there. That's a state that Democrats have been looking at And thinking they were, you know, had that one in the bag a few weeks ago.
And Toomey in Pennsylvania? How's Toomey looking in Pennsylvania?
Well, we had a poll come out yesterday that showed McGinty up like 12 or something, which is a real outlier. That race is much more competitive than that. I think it's basically a toss-up. Actually, you know, I would maybe even give the edge to Toomey in that race, just being the incumbent. And but knowing that, you know, if Trump closes with momentum in Pennsylvania, I think that'll be enough to get Toomey over the finish line. But that is a very, very close race.
All right,
we'll have to leave it there. Tom Bevin, Real Clear Politics. Good thanks stuff. For joining us.
Thanks, Tom.
Hey, right, guys, thank you.
You realize what he just said there, that if Trump finishes strong in Pennsylvania, that'll be enough to help Toomey. So in other words, the Trump effect actually might benefit Toomey. You know, boy, talk about a reversal of narrative.
It really
that we
is
have
interesting.
Heard.
I got to tell you, I'm looking at the numbers in Florida, Ohio, and Texas. And I actually think that the trend there is very favorable to Trump.
I'm sticking right where I've been for the last year. Anyone who tries to predict the most unpredictable presidential campaign in modern history is on a fool's errand. No predictions here.
Oh, okay.
It's 8:15. Not that you're on a fool's errand.
I see. That's fine.
You've been at this longer than I have. You have that wealth of knowledge and experience are drawing off of. That I, a mere mortal, cannot even come near. 8:15 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, speaking of a wealth of knowledge, Jamie Witten knows everything that's going on the roads. What's going on in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center?
I'm looking at the tarot cards. Seeing the future.
That's right, into the crystal ball.
Into the crystal ball. Well, we have some major problems out there, some unusual backups, so this is important. You heads up out of Gaithersburg, so you know that on 355 for the past hour, crews have been dealing with this crash. Southbound 355, south of Shady Grove Road. If you're familiar with that area, it's where the big recycling center area is. So watch for police direction. If your alternate is 270, here's what's in store there. Out of Gaithersburg, also in delays. In fact, delays from Clarksburg, 121. That goes past a crash at Shady Grove Road. They were trying to get to the shoulder and into Rockville. Heavy on the spur to merge onto the outer loop of the Beltway where we had the crash. Also, topside, the volume with us, and that's pretty normal. 95 and around the George Avenue. Not so normal, Pennsylvania Avenue. The crash was outbound at the Suitland Parkway where one was on its side, so everybody checking it out. More lanes are open, though, so 4 inbound is starting to improve. And jammed is the toll road off of the Greenway, heading through rest in the crashes after Wheelie Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Today we got some clouds this morning, but then mostly sunny skies later in the afternoon. High of 77 degrees tonight. Clear skies, low of 59. And then tomorrow, we'll start with a mix of clouds and sun in the morning, but then pretty cloudy in the afternoon. Maybe even showers and thunderstorms possible. High of 81. Right now, 57 degrees at 8:17.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
What starts with the letter C? Cookie starts with C. Let's think of other things that starts with C. Who cares about other things? C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for
the man
cookie.
Is consistent,
that's
is he
good
not?
Enough for me.
One thing you can say about C Cookie Monster is he consistently loves his cookies. By the way, consistently. It's another word
that starts
with C.
That's right. Yeah.
Cookie Monster turned 47 today.
He sure did.
He doesn't look a day over 31.
Yeah.
Cookie Monster. Happy birthday to Cookie Monster, you know, born on this date, November 2nd.
You know, he has a first name. People don't know this.
And it's not Cookie?
No, it's Sid.
Sid the Cookie Monster.
Sid the Cookie Monster.
Who called him Sid?
I read that this morning because there's a whole thing I read about all the things you don't know about Cookie
Monster.
It's
true, in fact.
And I've actually interviewed the Cookie Monster.
Really?
It's one of the great moments of my career.
Well, that's saying something.
Yeah, the second is working with you.
Sure.
The first was interviewing Cookie Monster.
So I'm right behind the Cookie Monster.
And Elmo at the same time. Yeah. And so, you know, the Cookie Monster actually has two puppeteers that make him work. Mm-hmm. It takes two puppeteers working in concert to make Cookie Monster.
One does the mouth and one does the hands.
One does the mouth and one hand,
right.
And then somebody else does the other hand.
Right.
And he's the only Muppet that has five fingers.
That is right. You know why?
Because he needs to hold the cookies.
So he can eat more cookies.
That's right.
Absolutely right. Yeah. It also, by the way, Channel 9 lays out a whole lot of facts about Cookie Monster that you've never known and possibly didn't want to know. By the way, his favorite cookie, he does have a favorite cookie, which is
very clear. It's chocolate chip.
It would be the chocolate chip cookie.
Obviously.
And he loves poetry.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Mm-hmm. If you ask Siri the question, what is zero divided by zero? she actually includes Cookie Monster in her answer. She says, imagine that you have zero cookies and you split them evenly among zero friends. How many cookies does each person get? And then Siri will say, see, it doesn't make any sense. And Cookie Monster is sad that there are no cookies and you are sad that you have no friends. That is Siri's answer about what is zero divided by zero. Also, by the way, when you take Cookie Monster's picture, he does not say cheese. Can you guess what he says?
Cookie.
He says cookie.
That's right.
That's right. And also, I did not know this, but it's kind of cute, actually. Cookie Monster is meant to not only, you know, show a very great comic relief character there for the Muppets on Sesame Street of a young monster who is obsessed with cookies, but he also is meant to represent children with various speech abilities. It's meant for preschool kids, and if you've had any young children, you know that from the age of 2.5 to 7 years old, they all have varying levels of abilities with their speech and how articulate they might be and how many pronouns they might leave out
and
issues with tenses and things like that. And Cookie Monster is there to allow those children to have something to relate to. How about that?
I like that.
That is nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Meanwhile, Cookie Monster should be packing his bags for Herald Square because 3 weeks from tomorrow, it's Thanksgiving Day, and the Macy's people have announced that the parade, once again, will include Sesame Street characters. The whole cast of Muppets will be there, along with Tony Bennett, Sarah McLachlan, and Christopher Jackson, who plays George Washington in the Broadway musical Hamilton, along with a lot of our Olympic gold medalists.
Well, there you go.
As part of the Macy's Thanksgiving.
It wouldn't be the Macy's parade without the big floating balloons of the Muppets.
Exactly. Well, they just have the floating balloon of Kermit, I think. But then they always have a float where they sing.
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to do that? You're going to do that thing you do?
No, I'm not going to do it.
Will you do it at the diner? You're going to do your Kermit the Frog impersonation at the diner?
Probably not.
We'll talk about the diner in a minute because you're going to eat an egg. Also, finally, this is weird. My Easter vacation was down in down in Orlando. We did the Disney thing, but we really liked the Harry Potter thing. But I noticed this thing as we were walking through Universal Orlando that they had this ride in development. It was the Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show ride. It's like what in God's name is the it's opened now. It's opening this spring. Race Through New York, starring Jimmy Fallon. And you'll board a flying inside a theater. You'll race alongside Fallon in New York and go through the movies and the Broadway and all of these things with Jimmy Fallon. They've made a ride out of the Tonight Show.
Yeah, I'm okay.
You're not on that one?
No.
It's 8:22 on WMAO.
Hey, DC, have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Reagan National to Providence. So you can say yes to flying to great new places. And as always, yes to low fares with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
If you've been having a hard time selling your home, the answer, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you, is not another open house. Instead, I recommend that you call my friend Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. Now, you've heard me talk about Frank for a while now, and that's because Frank delivers guaranteed results. You know, any agent can hold an open house. Any agent can put a sign in your front yard. But Frank will aggressively market your home to the right buyers and get you results. Consider the story of William. Not only did he need to sell his Metro DC home within 30 days, but also as is. With Frank's plan, William's home sold on time with no out-of-pocket expenses. There is no risk to working with Frank. You agree upon a price and a deadline. If the deadline passes, Frank will buy your home guaranteed. Don't be fooled by other agents with similar guarantees. There's only one Frank Prindle. So call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new, what's now, and what's happening next. We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start.
Kathy was a marathon runner, strong, active, but increasing spine issues began keeping her from what she loved. It became apparent she needed surgery, but she did her research for who and what would truly relieve her pain. Just 3 weeks after surgery, she was walking many miles each day. She had full mobility in her neck and no fear of hardware effects on her spine. Kathy is 55 years young, and Sano Spine gave Kathy her life back. Ultrasonic surgery by Sono Spine is not like any other back surgeries. It's revolutionary, a major advance in minimally invasive procedures. It completely decompresses nerves without destabilizing the spine. Kathy's is just one story of many with back pains and conditions who are enjoying 100% relief thanks to Sono Spine. Not just 30 to 70%. With Sono Spine ultrasonic surgery, no rods, screws, or fusions are needed. Your back pain is safely relieved with an amazingly precise, game-changing procedure. Learn more. SonoSpineSurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Holy DuPont Circle, Batman. Fine. Finally. Oh, my gosh. This has been a long-standing crash in the circle, which is so tedious anyway and tough to get through. But DDOT tells me they have cleared all the lanes. So, most affected, Massachusetts Avenue for coming inbound, passing the exit for the Rock Creek Parkway, past the Phillips Collection, all that area. Quite slow. But again, once you get into the circle, all lanes are available. With caution, though. Let's go in on the toll road. Eastbound Dulles Toll Road jam still off the Greenway, back near 606, heading up toward Reston. The crash after Wheely Avenue, that has been cleared. You know where we're good this morning? 95. As you're coming north out of Dumfries and up through to the Beltway, then you hit the delays and through Annandale, up onto 395, slow off the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, a continuous hang up there. And Maryland, again, reminder on 355, longstanding crash is southbound 355, south of Shady Grove Road. Looks like you're making some improvement. I see additional lanes getting by. Update is brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross and help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should push it up into the upper 70s today. The overcast this morning will give way to sunshine quickly as we get into the afternoon, especially tonight, 59. Tomorrow, maybe a thunderstorm, 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 degrees at 827.
This Friday, November 4th, we're going to wrap up our diner tour with one final stop out there in Arlington at the Metro 29 Diner. You know, this has been a great thing, getting to get out and meet with people who listen to this program, have you come by, spend a few moments with you, rub elbows, get to see what's on your mind and talk to you. I love that. Well, the last one is at the Metro 29 Diner, 4711 Lee Highway, Arlington, Virginia. Doors open at 5 a.m.
Yes.
And we'll be hanging around well past 9 o'clock. We did, last time we stuck around for, about 30, 45 minutes, talked to people. It was great.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And this is the cusp of the election, for crying out loud. This is the Friday before this presidential election that has been just mind-numbingly unpredictable. Yep. And insane in some cases. And you're going to want to spend this last Friday morning with all your friends, not just all of us who put on Mornings on the Mall on a daily basis, but all of your fellow listeners. So you can bond over a little coffee.
That's right.
And pancakes.
And a lot of guests will be there.
Governor George Allen of Virginia will be our guest, plus many others.
That's Friday at the Metro 29 Diner. 5 to 9. See you there.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The American Foundation for the Study of Man, AFSM, seeks a full-time archaeologist position for our office in Falls Church, Virginia. The archaeologist will study, design, and carry out research on the archaeological data collected during the last 10 years of excavation at our site in Marib, Yemen. Study the data in order to identify the origins, development, and behavior, the way of life, language, and physical characteristics of existing people in that part of the world. Project assignments will require travel to our archaeological site in Marib, Yemen, implementation of site preparation, preparation, excavation, and related activities and site shutdown directives for the excavation project. Engage with the public by fielding requests for information, giving presentations, and working with museums and other organizations to design exhibits and programs. Evaluate, arrange, and describe visual materials and the foundation archival collections. Candidates should apply by mail to Marilyn Phillips Hodgson, President of the Foundation, 3034 Beechwood Lane, Falls Church, Virginia, 22042, and reference job, Archaeological Project Archaeologist.
Coming up on WMAL, bad news for the Redskins. One of their stars suspended for 4 games. We'll speak with Sally Jenkins, sports columnist for the Washington Post.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by AT&T. Police in Des Moines, Iowa are looking for suspects in the ambush shooting deaths of two police officers overnight.
Officers responded to reports of shots being fired. The first officers to arrive on the scene found a police officer still seated in his vehicle, and he'd been shot and killed. 20 minutes after that, officers were in the area. One of our Des Moines officers found a Des Moines police officer seated in his vehicle at an intersection. He'd also been shot.
Police say they are now developing suspect information. Donald Trump's newest message is for voters who've already voted early for Hillary Clinton. Trump says it's not too late to change your vote. Doing so is legal in some states, but not all. The NTSB is leading the investigation into yesterday's bus crash in Baltimore that killed 6 people. One thing investigators will try to learn is whether the 67-year-old school bus driver, who was among those killed, may have suffered some kind of medical emergency that could have triggered the accident. A bill to raise the minimum age to buy tobacco products in D.C. has instead set off a debate over what constitutes adulthood. The bill would raise the minimum age for tobacco to 21, prompting some council members to point out what Chairman Phil Mendelson calls a sliding scale for what is adulthood, in which 18-year-olds can vote and go to war, run for office, but can't smoke or drink. The Federal Reserve is expected to leave interest rates where they are when it wraps up its 2-day meeting today with voters set to choose a new president and Congress in 6 days. The Fed will likely keep a low profile, trying to ensure that it does not become part of the political debate. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,037, the Nasdaq at 5154. Sports Game 7 of the World Series is tonight after the Cubs even things up in Game 6. The Caps beat the Jets, the Wizards host the Raptors tonight, and Redskins left tackle Trent Williams suspended 4 games for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Businesses today need collaboration tools that give them simplicity and scale. Take this midsize accounting firm. It's tax season, which means to keep up, they just signed 57 seasonal employees.
Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to the team. Welcome to
all out and about, all on different devices, all with different needs. Some need to email and video conference with clients. Others need to instant message and conference with coworkers. All need voice, and they need it right away. With the help of AT&T Collaborate, businesses have the flexibility to start with voice and add more features as they grow. AT&T Collaborate combines voice, video, instant messaging, and conferencing all in one cloud-based solution, making it easy to use, manage, and deploy. Giving your business the agility to have simplicity and scale. AT&T Collaborate. Discover the power of and at att.com/collaborate.
Send that energy hog of a heating and cooling system out to pasture and get a new one from Lennox and the stand-up guys from Snell.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Let's get you a new home comfort system, one that'll be energy efficient season after season. The Lennox systems installed by my stand-up guys come with lifetime warranties. It might be the last heating and air conditioning system you'll ever have to buy for your home. And with approved credit, we can even help you finance it with payments as low as $86 a month. And if that hasn't knocked your socks off yet, well, let me sweeten the deal. We'll add a 10-year parts and labor guarantee. You're totally covered until the year 2026. Heck, we'll probably have flying cars by then. And of course, that new furnace and air conditioner will be expertly installed by my stand-up guys.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Washington politicians like to talk, but we need leaders like Dr. Mark Plaster who actually get things done. An emergency room physician with decades of experience, Dr. Mark Plaster has the courage and poise to make the tough calls. At the age of 50, Dr. Mark Plaster enlisted in the Navy Reserves and completed two deployments to Iraq with the Marine Corps, where he served as a frontline battlefield surgeon. In Congress, Dr. Mark Plaster will stand strong for our veterans, work to bring jobs back to our community, and make health care more affordable.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Plaster. In Iraq, I commanded a shock trauma platoon. It was our job to stabilize wounded soldiers so they could be evacuated to help. I thought the war would be the worst thing our young heroes in the armed forces experienced, which is why I'm horrified by how they've been treated by the VA. In Congress, I will root out the corruption, fraud, and abuse in the VA system so our veterans get the care they need and deserve. I'm Dr. Mark Plaster, and I approve this message because our veterans deserve better.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway for the crash heading through Silver Spring. Keep alert on the outer loop if you're coming from College Park to 270. Outer loop at 29 Colesville Road along the left for the crash. On 270 southbound, we're in delays as you come south through Germantown and Gaithersburg. South of Montgomery Village Avenue, we had the latest incident right in that stretch. Gaithersburg south on 355 south of Shady Grove Road, trying to make a recovery from the earlier crash. Again, south on 355 in that stretch. Looks like lanes have been reopened. 270, I should add to the delays. Once you get by 124, you're going to hit the delays again south of Shady Grove Road onto the 270 spur. Now, let's get you Virginia on the toll road. Eastbound toll road crash is gone after Wheelie Avenue, but the delays longstanding now back near 606 off of the Greenway. And for Metrorail, we're in safe track surge number 10, which affects the red line trains. No trains between Noma Gallaudet and Fort Totten. However, this morning, the additional problem on the blue and yellow lines continue with speed restrictions near National Airport, so expect delays blue-yellow. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people, make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should push temperatures up now. A mild morning, about 10 above average with a little overcast around, but then sunshine comes in and mostly sunny this afternoon, 77. Tonight about 59. Tomorrow, how about 81 degrees? Maybe a passing shower, thunder shower late in the day. Sunshine coming in on Friday, low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Alexandria, 54 in La Plata, 56 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Sally Jenkins is a sports columnist and writer for the Washington Post, and she penned a column on Monday about her opinion as to why the NFL is losing viewers. I want to get to that, but first we have to address the breaking story that hit yesterday around 6 p.m. Starting offensive lineman Trent Williams will be suspended for the next four games for the Washington Redskins because of the NFL substance policies. What do we know about this, Sally Jenkins?
Very little at this stage, just that he missed a drug test, and there are, you know, mandatory penalties for that, and he walked right into one, apparently.
Yeah, is there any suggestion that this is a recreational controlled substance issue or a performance-enhancing drug situation?
You know, it's not clear to me at all which it is, but in either way, skipping the drug test is basically a sure way to get suspended.
I noticed that the Redskins, you know, handled it sort of softly. Look, the guy makes $13.2 million a year. He's operating in a $66 million contract. He is arguably perhaps the second most important player on the team next to the quarterback. And he has two jobs. One is to go out there and play good football, and the other is to keep his nose clean and get to the drug test. So,
well, I mean, you know, that's the thing. Skipping the test makes it very difficult to know, you know, what was in his system or not in his system. The problem is missing the test is a basic as you say, it's kid stuff, you know, and I'm sure that there's a certain amount of frustration with that inside the organization as well as with the fan base, because that's a show-up on time type of deal.
And with these four games that the Redskins are about to embark upon, it couldn't have come at a worse time in the schedule, right?
Right, and, you know, I think it's important also to, you know, without knowing what it is, I mean, if it's marijuana or something, I think a lot of people feel like, you know what, that's a stupid rule, let's get rid of it. There are a lot of people campaigning for legalization of marijuana, you know, in our society, but also, you know, the NFL is probably behind on that issue. You know, it depends on what it is. It's hard to know how to judge him, you know, based on that. But again, you go back to, hey, if you just show up, then you're not dealing with all these questions.
Yeah, I mean, listen, a lot of people would call some of the holding violations for the offensive line some stupid rules as well. But the rules are the rules, and you're going to get flagged if you don't follow the rules. So as long as the rules are there, he should have followed them.
Yeah.
Listen, let's shift gears.
And just ask how they fix it real quick. Oh. What do they do?
Well, I mean, it's next man up. And the really good teams, the teams that get better at this time of year, and some do, you know, have depth. You know, the really good teams don't rely. I mean, look how many injuries the New England Patriots dealt with last year, and yet, you know, they were in it till the end.
Yeah.
So, you know, a good deep team deals with the loss of one of their best players by putting someone else on the field who can hold the line.
Well, of course, Sally Jenkins, you know that's comparing apples to oranges, because Bill Belichick actually did make a deal with Beelzebub at some point in his life to insult his soul. So that's the only explanation as to the Patriots' success.
You know, she's not agreeing with you.
I kind of don't even know what you mean.
the only reason why they could be doing so well is because he has a pact with the devil. Some people would say he is the devil incarnate himself. That, leaving that aside.
Okay, let's take another team then.
You know I'm teasing you.
You know what I said?
Yeah,
so,
I do. Yeah. Let's shift to your larger question, the point that you made Monday about the future of the NFL and your opinion as to why ratings are down.
Well, my opinion, everybody looks to all these sort of more complicated reasons like, you know, fragmentation and social media and new platforms and opting out of primetime. You know, watching, all of which I think is probably relevant. You know, Colin Kaepernick's anthem protest has alienated some people. All of these things matter for maybe a point in the ratings, but the larger, the really large decrease, I think, also has a much simpler explanation, which is that the game on the field is not much fun right now.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a lot of stasis, a lot of mediocrity. And it's interrupted by a gazillion commercials and a proliferation of penalties that is really becoming annoying for the viewer. So I think when the NFL starts examining, okay, what's happening to our viewership? Why is it going down on prime time? You know, they have some fundamentals to start with before they get to the more esoteric stuff.
So, am I following you? You're not entirely sure that this protest, this Kaepernick stuff, is actually the major cause.
I mean, I hear from enough readers to know that it's alienated some viewers, mm-hmm. but not enough to account for, say, 24% decrease in viewership of I believe it's Thursday Night Football. You know, 18% decrease Monday Night Football. I don't think one man's kneeling for the anthem. First of all, it's not on screen. Most people don't even see it. We're talking about 15, 18 million viewers. I don't buy that Colin Kaepernick by himself has driven away that many people.
How much of it has to do with the way the game has sort of been wimpified? I mean, in the fact that, you know, they're so concerned now about concussions, and it's a serious problem, don't get me wrong, but they've changed the rules so that it's not the same game it once was.
Well, they have to protect the players. They know too much now about brain damage and about CTE. They have to do that. That said, I mean, I don't know about you, but, you know, once a weekend I see some guy being carried off on a board.
Yeah, seems that way.
The game is actually, if anything, more savage than ever in some ways. The players are bigger and faster. The collisions are more frightening. So I don't buy that either. I think if anything, I think some people have been driven away from the screen by a little bit of guilt over the the injury situation.
All right. There's much to discuss there, but sadly, we are out of time. Sally Jenkins, Washington Post, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jack. Thank Sally, you. Good stuff.
It is 8:44.
This salute to veterans is brought to you by the people of Boeing, who are proud to observe Veterans Day and pay tribute to all who have served and are currently serving in America's armed forces.
Well, one good thing about football, college or pro, is that it still means you can have some great football watching parties. And especially with the playoffs coming up soon, you got your friends, you got your family coming over, you get these holidays coming around the corner too. Boy, there's great football on holidays this Thanksgiving, big games. So do you want to have all those friends over and all those great get-togethers and sit there instead of worrying about the Redskins offensive line? You should be, instead of focusing on your carpets. Are you worried about your carpets? Seriously? You don't want to do that. You don't want to be embarrassed by your smelly, disgusting, dirty, stain-filled carpets. You do what I did. Get Zero Res out there. Zero Res. They'll take care of your carpets. Turn them back into soft, gorgeous carpets, smelling clean and fresh. It's like getting brand new carpet. And also, Zero Res is the allergy sufferer's best friend. Removes more dirt, allergens, contaminants and pet fur than any vacuum on earth. Call Zero Res right now. Get clean before the holidays. Ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. Just say, hey, make my carpets as clean as Larry's on WMAL. They'll know exactly what you mean, and they'll know that you need some help. Zero Res will expertly pre-treat, clean, and sanitize each room of carpet for only $59 a room. Minimums apply. Call them, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
It is now 8:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, on the Maryland Beltway, Silver Spring, outer loop at Colesville Road, that's where we have the crash. Now, I'm watching crews put additional cones out to block those two left lanes, so it doesn't look like they're making any progress getting lanes open. So stay to the right to get by. This will affect everyone coming out of College Park off of 95 around from Route 1, so keep alert and expect those delays. If you're coming off of southbound 29, it's right where you merge onto the Beltway, so you're really not affected, but you can see some of the activity. On 355 southbound out of Gaithersburg, still quite slow, but the crash south of the Shady Grove Road, that's been cleared. The accident in DuPont Circle, that's been cleared as well. All lanes open, but still trying to recover, especially on Massachusetts Avenue. That was most affected there. And for Metro Rail, problems this morning. First, we have the safe surge on number 10. That's in effect on the red line, but we have the blue-yellow line delays because of speed restrictions near National Airport. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good push temperatures up now. A mild morning, about 10 above average with a little overcast around. But then sunshine comes in and mostly sunny this afternoon, 77. Tonight about 59. Tomorrow, how about 81 degrees? Maybe a passing shower, thunder shower late in the day. Sunshine coming in on Friday, low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 57 at 847. Obama, the president of the United States, is campaigning on behalf of a woman who is under the cloud of suspicion. There is an active FBI criminal investigation going on about her activities. And by the way, the president's spokesperson has said that he has full confidence in the FBI director and his ability to investigate that. So think about that, Brad. I just want you to think about that for a minute.
Okay.
That the president of the United States, the chief law enforcement officer in America, the man who is there to uphold the Constitution and enforce the laws of our land, is actively campaigning on behalf of a woman under investigation by the FBI. If that isn't bad enough, he took to the podium in Columbus, Ohio,
right,
to extol the virtues of Hillary Clinton, her record, and her vision for America. So that means, obviously, he had to trash every man out there for not voting for Hillary Clinton because they're sexist.
You know, there's a reason why we haven't had a woman president before. And I think that sometimes, you know, we're kind of trying to get over the hump. And we have to ask ourselves as men, because I hope my daughters are going to be able to achieve anything they want to achieve.
And if you men are not voting for Hillary, you got to look at yourself. There's obviously a very obvious reason why. And no, it has nothing to do with her ineffectiveness as Secretary of State. It has no idea with the fact that as Secretary of State, she turned our national security upside down by allowing the Arab Spring to happen and allow Russia to run roughshod across Eastern Europe and allowed the Asian debacle that we're seeing with China playing out right now in the South Asian Sea. No, that's not the reason why you're not voting for Hillary. Clinton, not because she thumbed her nose at our laws, not because she lies to the American people, not because there's no reason to trust her. It's because you hate women.
I want every man out there who's voting.
Oh, it's my favorite thing. You know when he starts a sentence with that.
I want
you know that he's getting to the
he's
truth
He's getting
there.
Wound up there, yeah.
I want every man out there who's voting to kind of look inside yourself and ask yourself, well, if you're having problems with this stuff, how much of it is, you know, that we're just not used to it?
Yeah.
So that, you know, when a guy's ambitious and out in the public arena and working hard, well, that's okay. But when a woman suddenly does it, suddenly you're all like, well, why is she doing that?
Brian, you said that you thought that either on Friday or this Monday, the Hillary Clinton campaign would unload on Donald Trump with everything else that they've got in their files. And then you said, well, it wasn't going to happen Monday because of Halloween. And so now this is what we get. This is what we get, that if you're not voting for Hillary, you're sexist. Brian, they got nothing.
Well, that's exactly the conclusion that I've come to. They don't have anything. They don't have a thing. If this is the best that they got, this ain't much.
I wonder if we opened up the phone lines, which we can't now, sadly, and I wish we could.
Maybe tomorrow.
You can reach out to us on Twitter. But if you could come up with any reason at all that you can think of why you're not voting for Hillary Clinton that has nothing to do with her gender, because clearly Barack Obama thinks that it's really only because she's a woman, you're not used to a woman having a powerful position like this. By the way, anyone who has a mother is used to having a woman with a powerful position in their lives, and I'm pretty sure we all have mothers.
I would say that some of my best employers over the years, some of my best bosses have been women. I got no problem with that whatsoever. What I do have a problem with is her aversion to the truth.
You know what I have a problem with?
Yeah, that bothers me.
It's 8:51.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
What really goes into the meat that you eat? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. While you might pay attention to what kinds of meat you buy at the grocery store, organic, grass-fed, cage-free, chances are you're not as informed about the meat on the menu at your favorite fast food joint. For the second year now, the Chain Reaction Report ranks the 25 largest U.S. food chains on their antibiotic policies and practices. This time around, twice the number of chains received a passing grade, but 16 still received an F. For the second year in a row, the only chains to earn an A grade were Panera and Chipotle. So why is this a big deal? Well, the misuse and overuse of antibiotics leads to antibiotic resistance, meaning our medicines just don't work the way they used to. It's one of the biggest health threats facing the world today, and why, just like at home, you should only use antibiotics when you really need them. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
From painting to lawn maintenance, we protect our homes, both the inside and the outside. Now is the perfect time to protect the most valuable thing in your home. Protect your loved ones by practicing a fire escape plan and installing Kidde fire and security products. Kidde is here to help with a full line of easy-to-install fire and carbon monoxide alarms and security cameras. And you can find them all at the Home Depot. Stop in today for everything you need to protect your home. Kidde. Technology that saves lives.
You know, the sun is setting earlier, and this weekend we're changing the clocks back. Remember, it's time to fall back, or is it fall forward? I can't remember. We're going to change the clocks. And the holiday travel is just around the corner. So make sure your home and family are always protected with Ackerman Security Systems. Ackerman can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring starting at the great price of $19.95 a month. So stop paying $30, $40, $50 a month for monitoring when you can make the switch to Ackerman and save. You know, Ackerman is the only company that guarantees a response time. They make it very easy to switch, and you can leave your existing equipment in place and start getting the peace of mind that comes with Ackerman monitoring starting at only $19.95 a month. Security is all they do. They do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, well, my friend, you are in luck because you're going to love Ackerman's Total Connect service, which allows you to control your system from a smartphone, tablet, computer, even view live video. That's just a few dollars more. So switch to Ackerman today. Mention WMAL. You'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free. 3 months free if you make the call in November. Call now and switch. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070 online at AckermanSecurity.com.
You could get your flu shot where you buy diapers and cat food, or you can just walk into Inova Urgent Care and get your flu shot with the confidence of having physicians on site. The quadrivalent flu shot protects against the four main flu viruses. Available at all 10 Inova Urgent Care locations across Northern Virginia. A proactive way to keep your family healthy. Just walk in or reserve your spot at inova.org/UCC. Inova, join the future of health.
Don't you think it's crazy to spend $30,000 or more just to sell your home? After all, that's your money. Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
8:55 now, WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witt, and she's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Toll Road, eastbound near Wheelie Avenue, that crash is gone, but it gave us delays coming off the Greenway. Greenway to the Toll Road, that's still quite in the thick of it. Then the pace does start to improve. 66, yes, the volume with us as we're still pushing through Centerville and Fair Oaks, but I don't have any late problems reported. 395 leaving Landmark 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge and the tie-ups, improving to the Wilson Bridge. Now, listen carefully on the Maryland Beltway outer loop in Silver Spring. That's where we have a crash. They are making progress now. Looks like they're picking up some of these cones, but on the outer loop at 29 Colesville Road, stay to the far right to get by. Oh, they just cleared it. They're moving everything over to the right shoulder. I'm watching this. So you'll see the activity. Right shoulder, outer loop at Colesville Road. Your lanes have just been released. Update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should push it up into the upper 70s today. The overcast this morning give way to sunshine quickly as we get into the afternoon, especially. Tonight, 59. Tomorrow, maybe a thunderstorm, 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, we're looking at 56 degrees at 8:56.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Aprilia, or Dr. Haggard. Personally,
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions, and we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
So your doctor says you need an MRI.
Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI, with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Well, tomorrow being Thursday, we'll be joined by Jake Tapper of CNN. Also, some other stuff as well.
Yeah, we'll see you Friday at the Metro 29 Diner. Don't forget that. And I'll talk to you on your drive home today at 5. Chris Plant is next. Hello, Chris.
Good morning. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Thank you, sir.
Hillary Clinton, James Carville, their relationship, not just to the truth, but to reality, I think must be called into question today. Hillary out there is saying things that are just crazy, but she doesn't.